Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, January 16th, 2015. And on today's podcast, we continue our discussion of France after the Charlie Hebdo terrorist attacks and the hostage situation that later developed there. How goes France today? How is France and the Muslims? How are they getting along after the attack? The French Prime Minister, Mr. Manuel Valls, said, quote, France is at war with radical Islam, end quote. But the president of France, Mr. Francois Hollande, had a different view. Mr. Hollande said, quote, these terrorists have nothing to do with the Muslim religion, end quote. That's what he said, folks. They have nothing to do with the Muslim religion. That's amazing, isn't it? Those people, obviously acting out of deep religious conviction for their religion of Islam as they carried out their terrorist attacks. He said they have nothing to do with the Muslim religion. I guess he considers himself more qualified to judge what the Muslim religion is than these Muslims do. Well, President Obama echoed these sentiments by refusing to even use the term radical Islam or Islamic terror or the like. He said his administration would not use those terms. And his press secretary, Josh Earnest, who seems to be a man paid to put the best possible spin on the administration's stories, said the term radical Islam was not accurate and would only serve to legitimate their claim to be part of the religion. They're not part of the religion, he says. Once again, the government expects us to believe its lies simply because it tells us to. No matter what we see, even the media has been critical of the administration for this. But in France, not the United States, but in France, the president of France may have a good reason to choose this path of it's not part of the Islamic religion or whatever. He might have a good reason for doing that. France has gotten itself into a Muslim jam that will be very hard to ever recover from. Sometimes the doctor has to tell a patient, I'm sorry, but your cancer is terminal. It is going to be fatal. Sometimes that happens. France now has a Muslim population of about 6 million, or about 7.5% of its total population, with 6 million people. Using the normally published estimates, only about 10% of them share the jihadist ideology, but that's still 600,000 people, folks. I'm sure that all 600,000 are not murderers, they're not terrorists, but they are a potential source of aid and comfort for murderers and terrorists in their training, or they're running from an attack, or doing surveillance prior to an attack. They would have help and protection from the sympathizers. In addition, France has a prison population of under 70,000 people, and 40,000 of them are about 60% are Muslim. There is apparently a large criminal underworld run by Muslim gangs in France, which allows those people who do sympathize with them to intimidate those who do not into silence. There are more than 750, quote, sensitive urban zones in France, which you can find on the French government website if you choose. These zones are classified as no-go zones or Muslim-only zones. Even the French police do not go there. Apparently, Muslim gangs run these no-go zones. One neighborhood in northern Paris has about 500,000 Muslims. It is divided into 40 districts, 36 of which are no-go zones. It has one of the highest rates of violent crime in all of France. So France has a very difficult problem, and it wants to address that problem with measures that it believes will not lead to more radicalism. It walks on eggs to prevent being viewed as anti-Muslim or anti-Islam. It arrests people for, quote, hate speech. It puts 10,000 troops and 120,000 security forces in the streets to protect sensitive sites, including Jewish schools and synagogues, Jewish people, and their buildings under attack. They're fleeing Paris and other French cities as a result of these threats. What France will not do is conduct massive deportation, revoke French citizenship, secure French borders, restrict immigration. These things the French government obviously fears would provoke more attacks and would cause severe problems with the European Union. Many of the French people would support the government if it took a harder line. Surveys show this time after time. Recent surveys show 74% of those in France view Islam as intolerant and incompatible with French values. 70% said there were too many foreigners in France, and 67% said they no longer felt at home in their own country. Those numbers reflect people who fear the democratic process is being lost because their views are never addressed. Finally, folks, the terrorist view of Islam is not warped, as the president seems to think. It's not warped at all. There are no degrees from radical to moderate to peaceful. There is only Islam. And the terrorists act on the ideology of Islam. It is a very difficult struggle at this point. But if civilization is to triumph over barbarism, this struggle must be won. At least that's the way I see it. Until next time, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.